USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are up in 47 states week over week, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The increase is coming as the highly transmissible Delta variant of the virus now accounts for nearly 60% of all cases in the country. Health officials say that the worst of the outbreaks are coming from areas that have low rates of vaccination. The CDC says that 48% of all Americans are fully vaccinated against the virus, while 55.7% had received at least one dose. And former President George W. Bush says the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan puts the women and girls of the country in danger. Speaking with German broadcaster DW News, the former president predicted the consequences would be unbelievably bad and expressed concern for the safety of the Afghans who worked as translators and support staff for U.S. forces. The White House announced Wednesday that they were starting a program to get as many of those people out of the country before the pullout of American and NATO troops is complete. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The White House said Wednesday that it was reviewing the federal government's policy in regards to Cuba, as the State Department is looking for ways to support the Cuban people with a focus on humanitarian aid. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says he would like to see the president make a visit to the Cuban community in Miami. He tells MSNBC that the situation presents an opportunity for the president and the country to lead.
I think it's an opportunity for him to, you know, to give a speech like what Reagan did when he, you know, when he went to the Berlin Wall and said, tear down the wall. And ultimately there was a peaceful transition in Berlin, from West Germany, to a peaceful democracy in Germany. I think that there's an opportunity there for the president. I think there's an opportunity to rally the international community, which frankly has really not been involved in this issue. And I think there's an opportunity to articulate why this is important for America.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the FDA added a new warning to one of three COVID vaccines approved for use in the U.S., Senator Rand Paul says that he wants to see studies into the side effects of those shots. Tim Berg reports.
U.S. regulators added a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine about a connection to a rare neurological reaction, but they aren't 100% sure the dose caused the issue. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says we need to discuss a test for side effects.
Studies have shown if you've had the disease previously and you get vaccinated, you get 1,000 times greater response. Now, that might be good or that might be bad if it's related to side effects, but we wouldn't know unless we studied it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Texas's governor is responding to President Biden's speech in Philadelphia, attacking states that are enacting election reform laws. Lance Pry has more.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.